Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys had a great weekend. Hope you're enjoying your day so far. Make sure you check out my website, Tuttle.net. You'll be able to find every single place you'll be able to find me online. That's including all my social media, how you can donate to my PayPal account, how you can reach out to me. If you want to reach out to me, I want to get some interaction from you. I really want your opinion on what I'm going to talk about here at the beginning of the show. You can email me tuttle@gmail.com or leave me a voicemail 407-270-3044. Once again, that is 407-270-3044. I've been doing a little bit of self-reflection. You know, I have made a lot of improvements in my life since I've been on terrestrial radio as a full-time, like, broadcaster. I still got a lot of work that I need to do. I'll admit that I'm still a little self-destructive, but I think that is something that is a very common thread when it comes to radio people. You know, there are some that go through their whole radio career without any controversy. And you also got to understand the type of radio shows that I have worked with throughout my over 20 years of broadcasting experience. You know, I worked with Ron and Fez. I worked at Real Radio 104.1. I worked with every single show on that station during the heyday. And I don't want people to think that I'm saying Real Radio is doing bad. But I was there when Howard was on in mornings. You had the Monsters of the Midday. You had Jim Phillips from 3 to 7. Then Drew Garabo. You had Phil Hendry. You had Eric Dennison. Eric in the Dark on the overnights. And I've even worked with Bubba the Love Sponge. I've worked with Mike Calta. I've worked with Drew Garabo over at The Bone. I've even done stuff with the Billy Madison Show. It's just in my nature to push the envelope. And a lot of us radio broadcasters have made a lot of mistakes in their life. I'm one of them. Hell yes, I'm one of them. But I've made a lot of changes. I am now sober. I'm not doing drugs. I'm not doing alcohol. But it just seems like I am the one person that nobody can forgive for their past, like, mistakes. And I've made a lot of them. Yes, I've had a lot of opportunities. I've burned a lot of bridges. But I've apologized for most of them. I pretty much have a relationship with every broadcaster that I've worked with through my radio career. The only person I've not made up with is Mike Calta, and I'm not even going to try to do that. I don't think that he would even forgive me if he could, and I don't even know if I want to. But I'm just trying to figure out, why am I the one person in radio that has really, really messed up And can't get, well, it wouldn't be a second chance. It would probably be like a 8th, 9th, or 10th chance. But we've all messed up. And what I have done is nothing compared to some of the other radio broadcasters. And I'm not mentioning any names. But for any of the radio people that are mad at me, that could be broadcasters, that could be programmers, management, sales, promotions. If I have done you wrong, and you want to be anonymous, you don't even have to mention your name. I'm throwing it out there right now. I am willing to do what needs to be done to make everybody happy, to make everybody forgive me for all the messed up stuff that I've done throughout my career. A lot of it was not done on purpose. Some of it was. And I apologize. So if I've ever worked with you and I've done you wrong, or you're mad at me for some reason and I don't even know, I would like to hear from you. Email me, Tuttle@gmail.com, or leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. Because I got to tell you right now, you know, with the passing of my father, you know, my mom has got this surgery coming up on Wednesday, and I got to start making some moves. I got to start repairing my image when it comes to radio. I am not making excuses for any of the stuff that I've done. I am owning up to it. I am owning up to it, and I will do whatever you need me to do. Like I said, I offered the other day, I will get on bending knees to anybody at Florida Man Radio. I will kiss Shannon Burke's bare ass on camera. I don't give a damn what I got to do. I'm just saying I am willing to do whatever it needs to be done to be able to clear my name where I might be able to get back in. I don't even care. It doesn't even have to be on air. It could be behind the scenes, whatever it may be. And I'm not mentioning any names at all. I just wanted to throw it out there for everybody to hear. So if you're a broadcaster or I've ever worked with you, like I said, it could be on air, could be programming, could be management, could be sales. I really don't care. I am willing to do whatever it takes to make amends for my past sins. You guys all know that I am a big supporter of the Second Amendment. I know a lot of people are trying to put restrictions on guns and stuff like that, but I really, really do think that it is needed for home protection. I try to avoid violence. Like, as a gun owner, I try to avoid all scenarios that could lead to where I would have to use it. That is the last thing that I I hope I never, ever have to use it. But with the way that things are going right now, a lot of people out of work, the unemployment, the economy not being that great, inflation is going on, gas prices are higher than they've ever been. A lot of people are going to start doing desperate things. That is the main reason that I liked the first couple of seasons of The Walking Dead, because it wasn't about the zombies. It was about the other living people that wanted what you had. And, you know, people started to have to do things that they wouldn't have normally done before the pandemic. I mean, that was a zombie virus. We've gone through our pandemic right now, and people are getting desperate. People are doing crazy things to be able to survive, but I also think that I need the right to be able to protect myself. But in this next story, I really do not know how this one's going to play out. I'm kind of back and forth on this, but I do have my opinion on it. I don't want you to think I'm being a fence rider, but let me get to the story here, and then I'll delve into it.
A Long Beach, California homeowner says he has no regrets after shooting and killing an unarmed woman who said she was pregnant.
Okay, I know that that sounds bad. I know that that sounds bad that this dude killed a pregnant woman and her unborn child, but guess what? They were breaking in to his home. This was an elderly man. And I'm telling you right now, the guy had all rights. He didn't know that the woman was pregnant. I mean, she just could have been a big ass girl. But I and this is not me trying to be a shock jock or anything, but look at it this way. This woman is obviously a bad person. This person is obviously doesn't give a fuck about any of the laws. So what type of parent do you think that this woman is really going to be? I mean, I support abortion. Abortion is a woman's choice. I think that there needs to be some type of term limit where, you know, you can't do it right before the baby is being born, unless it is a health hazard to the mother. I would even go as far to saying partial birth abortions if it is a health risk to the mother. The mother wants to do that, I think that she should be able to. But seriously, what type of kid would this kid or this child, this unborn baby that died, what kind of kid would it have been? Because listen, kids grow up and they're like a piece of clay and the parents just fuck them up. This child probably would have been fucked up by its parents or would have been a victim of childhood trauma or something would have happened. And when this person grew up, it would be just like its mother, causing havoc and not obeying the laws.
This after he got into a confrontation with her and another man who were ransacking his home.
When the time comes to defend yourself, you best do something.
The words of the 80-year-old homeowner who confronted two robbers.
I walked in on them, and they downed me. They jumped on me in the hallway.
But Tom Greer says he managed to get his .22-caliber Smith & Wesson revolver. He says when that unarmed couple saw his gun, they took off out the back door, and he followed.
The lady didn't run fast as a man, so I shot her to back twice.
You can tell that this guy really does not give two fucks. He doesn't. He just admitted that he shot a pregnant woman in the back and killed her. Now, the way that I look at this, okay? Now, if these people, and you got into an altercation with them, and you kind of got the best of them, and you pulled out a gun on them, who is to say that these two people are not going to come back? Because they see this older man, they're like, oh man, they're going to feel bad that an 80-year-old guy just got the best of them, and they're going to want to get revenge. I can see where this guy would want to take him out. Because guess what? Dead people do not come back and try to steal your shit and attack you. I know that that sounds callous. I know that that is not me being a shock jock. That is me giving you my honest opinion. But by the law, this guy, I think that this guy is going to get in trouble. But at 80 years old, what does this guy really give a damn about? Like, seriously, he probably just lost his wife. He has nothing to live for. I feel bad that this lady died. But, I mean, play stupid game, win stupid prizes. And the stupid prize was that you and your unborn child are now dead.
She's dead, and they told her off, but he got away. She says, don't shoot me. I'm pregnant. I'm a baby. And I shot her anyway.
Wow. Okay. All right. I mean, it's getting harder and harder to defend this guy, if I'm just being honest. I mean, he could, well, let's be honest. This 80-year-old man is not, like, going to be able to chase them down. They're going to be able to run. But the guy was like, oh, the pregnant lady didn't run fast enough. And even admitted that the woman said, I'm pregnant. Please don't shoot. But he did it anyway. I don't know. Like, I really, really don't know because, I mean, those people were trying to steal this old man's stuff. I mean, this guy could have easily just been looking for a reason to shoot somebody. But if these people were not breaking into his home, guess what? That lady and her unborn baby would still be alive.
And since then, there has been a swift and almost split reaction on social media sites. While some say they would have done exactly the same thing, others say gun owners don't have the right to shoot a robber outside their home.
Investigators have to look at both sides of this coin.
NBC legal analyst Royal Oaks tells us,
hold on, wait a minute. I mean, that guy, that has to be a made-up name. He had to have at least changed his name. Or his parents, I don't know. Now that I'm thinking about it, the name Royal Oaks might be one of the coolest fucking names that I've ever heard in my life. But I just don't see parents like Royal Oaks. Like, how do you even come up with that name? Like, I know that a lot of people love to name their kids. They try to be different and stuff, like Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin or whatever his name is from Coldplay. Name their kid Apple, but Royal Oaks? I mean, that is a pretty kick-ass lawyer name.
Long Beach detectives have much to consider.
On the one hand, a frail man in his 80s, he's been attacked in his own home by intruders. He has a right to self-defense. On the other hand, he did shoot a person who was trying to get away, so he wasn't in imminent danger himself, and the law says you can't shoot somebody under those circumstances.
I don't know. See, I mean, the guy's old and frail. Like, I mean, he just got done fending himself off from two probably people that are half the age of him. But, I mean, him admitting that he shot the woman in the back and even admitted that she yelled that she was pregnant. But I really, you know, when you get older, you know, from what I've seen from people, you just don't care. Like, you don't really care what anybody thinks. You just don't. That's why sometimes older people are rude. But, I mean, like I said, I believe in cause and effect. If these two people were not inside this guy's house, they would still be alive right now. They really, really would be alive. But this guy also, you know, you can't, if they were outside the house, I don't know if he owned the property. I don't know, like, if it was like a condo or an apartment. Who knows what it is? But what I'm trying to say is that I would, because if it is his property, I mean, they have no business being on his property. They really don't.
Greer says he has no regrets and has a warning for the alleged partner in crime still wanted tonight.
I shot her, so that's going to leave a message on his mind.
I would actually like to know what this guy did for a living. Because, I mean, at 80, he's obviously retired, but he seems like a real man's man. Like, he doesn't take shit off of anybody. And maybe he was. Maybe he was just like, I'm looking for somebody. I'm just waiting for somebody to break in my house, which, I mean, he has all rights to be able to defend himself. But, I mean, when they're leaving, I support the Second Amendment. I really, really do. But you just can't shoot a pregnant woman in the back. But I could also see where, like, if I was an old man, I would be like, well, what if they come back? What if they come back? Guess what keeps them from not coming back if both of them are dead? Well, technically the three of them. Does the dude get charged for just the woman? Or does he get charged for killing the baby as well, too? I would like to get your opinions on this. I would like to hear from the supporters of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. If you could email me, tuttle@gmail.com. Or you can leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. So before I go to break, I wanted to play a story that kind of relates to the previous story that I just covered, talking a little bit about home defense. And this is more of an unusual one. The last story I talked about, the guy was in his 80s and shot a pregnant woman in the back. But we are going on the complete different end of the spectrum when it comes to home defense. And you'll know exactly what I'm talking about once you hear this story.
Shattered glass, blood-stained floors, and the haunting sounds from an armed intruder.
If you couldn't tell, this story is not like from one of the local news TV stations or even the national news. This comes from Inside Edition. And I really, really hate playing news stories that have music like this dramatic type music underneath of it. I think it is hacky. I think that it just sounds like shit. But this is the only audio story that I could find when it comes to this particular news story. But if you pay attention, like those news story, those news shows like Inside Edition, they absolutely love playing the dramatic music when the story is interesting by itself and it does not need the music underneath of it.
It was very, very, very scary.
The Pruski family home turned into a crime scene. A crazed man, they say, armed with a large wooden club, smashed his way through a front window. Mom and dad inside, already frail from medical issues, doing what they can to fend him off.
I don't have one of these, but a lot of these people now, they have the Ring doorbells or these like do-it-yourself at-home security systems. And it really, really has been a great thing for radio and the local TV news, hell, even the national news, because it has given us so much documentation of these crimes or these news stories as they unfold.
When he came in through the window, my husband...
By the way, this is not the child of the family. This is actually the mother. Even though she sounds like somebody that is in elementary school, I really should not be judging because it's not like I have the best voice in the world. You know, that's been one of the biggest knocks, one of the things that I have had to fight the most when it comes to my radio career. You know, when I first started, everybody's like, nope. We can't allow him on the air because of his annoying ass high-pitched voice. I've talked about this. When I go to a fast food restaurant and I go through the drive-thru and usually, you know, I don't know if it's because of the speakers or whatever, but whenever I order and I get done ordering, they give you the total and usually they got two windows and they tell you to pay at the first window and then you pick up your food at the second window. I would say about 8 out of 10 times, so 80% of the time, usually whenever they give me the total, they say, it'll be like $8.50 at the first window, ma'am. Like, I am called ma'am all the time, and it was always awkward as fuck whenever I finally do pull up to the first window, because they're like, ooh, okay, this was not a woman, it is actually a man.
Didn't have his walker, but he took a chair and tried to hold him out with the chair. But the man was so much younger and, like, stronger.
Horrifying signs of a struggle can be seen, including...
I was serious before. Like, I debated on even using this audio because of the cheesy-ass dramatic audio, the music that they're playing underneath of it. I mean, it just shows that these people are complete amateurs. I know when I used to do show prep for Bubba, he absolutely despised audio that we would give him when, if it came from a news source that they decided to be able to put music underneath of it. And that's given me kind of a little bit of a complex about even touching audio when it comes to the news that has music underneath of it.
Blood on the chair he used. Connie says she's on the phone with 911 when their 12-year-old daughter comes to the rescue.
That's when Sarah started hitting him.
Sarah plays softball in middle school. With her family in danger, she grabbed her trusty bat, fearfully swinging over and over again.
How many times did you hit him?
Maybe 9. 9 was probably the max for him to stay down at least.
And I know this is an audio story, so you cannot see the actual bat that she was using. But it is an aluminum bat. I don't want you to think it is some like wooden bat that she was using. And I got to tell you, you know, because I played baseball all my life. I played a little bit of college ball And I know that they have started to deaden the bats a little bit. Because back when I was playing, the aluminum bats had a lot of pop to them. But a lot of high schoolers and little leaguers were hitting so many home runs. And they were worried about just line drives that were drilling the pitchers. I remember one of the worst injuries that I ever had playing baseball. I threw a fastball right down the middle, which was my mistake, and it got hit directly right back at me. Like, I didn't even have enough time to be able to react, and that motherfucker hit me right in the forehead. And I don't know how it didn't knock me out. I was still able to pick up the ball and throw it to first base and get the guy out, but that was the end of my pitching for that game.
And where were you hitting him?
On the head.
Police arrived and arrested the suspect. Sarah's family's friend wants her to know she's a hero.
When this man came in and tried to hurt your family, we were just beyond impressed, and we felt you were a hero that really needed to be recognized. And also to give girls just out there a message that even though you're young, you're strong, and you can do so much to protect your family. And those are the types of examples that we want to set for other young girls. Especially Rihanna.
I think it was really brave. I'm not sure if I could do it, but I would try. But Sarah's really brave.
You know, she found out everything that happened. She's like, Mom, we got to do something for Sarah. We have to find some way to make sure that she's recognized.
I really do think that this is an interesting ass story. But come on, do we really need the like soft piano soundtrack in the background? And let's be honest, this friend of hers, They came over just to be a part of it because, you know, teenage girls, I'm not trying to paint with a broad brush, but it's all about popularity. It's all about getting in front of the camera. Hell, you if I'm being honest, I would highly doubt that these two were even friends. They were probably like, hey, Mom, Sarah. Yeah, she beat the shit out of a robber. Let's go over there and give them a soundbite.
You saved your family, and Angela and Bree, they want to give back to your family to help with repair costs, and also to give back for your birthday as well. This is cash for kindness.
$500. Thank you.
How do you feel?
I feel happy.
I'm sorry, is that where we're at in America now? Like, seriously, I called it. This family, because this is a neighbor and a girl and the mother that knows the family. But, I mean seriously, $500? This little girl, which she's brave as hell, but, I mean, she got $500 for doing something that is instinctual to be able to protect yourself and your family, and you're getting $500 for it. I'm telling you right now, if somebody broke in to the fifth wheel here at the Hobo Fish Camp, I'm not using a bat. I'm straight up grabbing the shotgun or the 9mm, and I'm putting some right in the chest. So I would think that, you know, if this girl got $500 for using a goddamn softball bat, I think I could at least get $1,000 from some of the people that live here in Oak Hill.
Thank you so much.
I'm just so proud of her. Because it could have been all different.
By the way, it almost sounds like they have a koi pond in the back. And if you can afford a koi pond, because you can hear the water running in the background, not unless they got some type of major leak going on, or one of the TV news producers is taking a piss in the background. Because if you listen closely, you can hear the water running. So, yeah, let's give them $500 for something that you are supposed to do. Look, I'm not taking anything away from this softball player, this teenage girl, for protecting her elderly parents that have health problems. But damn, $500? I mean, is it deserved?
Different circumstance if she hadn't done what she did.
Sarah's message for the attacker? you picked the wrong home.
I hope he never comes out of prison. Hope he stays in there for the rest of his life.
Like I said, great story, but Inside Edition, this news source, should be embarrassed. You're going to end the show, the news segment, playing the music in a heartbeat. Bum, 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 bum. To make it all dramatic and stuff, it is hacky as hell. Gonna take a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Great news, folks. You now have the chance to see the face in front of that sexy voice. Right you are, sir. The Tuttle Daily Podcast streams Monday to Friday on YouTube. Anything can happen at the Hobo Fish Camp.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
okay, sir. That's enough. Okay. So go to youtube.com/Tuttle. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that bell button so you're notified anytime Tuttle goes live. Good job, sir. Questions? Comments? Concerns? Compliments? Or do you just want to tell Tuttle to fuck off? In any event, contact Tuttle. Tuttle@gmail.com. It's, Tuttle with two D's, dumbass.
Want to know why your body starts hurting when you turn 30? Before modern medicine really started kicking off in the 19th century, the average mortality rate was in your 30s. So when your back hurts or your neck is cranked or you just have tummy issues, it's just your body whispering to you, it's time to go. You're not supposed to be here.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. So this past weekend, I'm just going to warn a lot of you guys. I know a lot of the supporters of the Tuttle Daily Podcast, the show that I do. I know a lot of you guys probably do not really pay that much attention to soccer. The reason I say soccer is because of all my American supporters here in the United States. But it is football, and the Euro 2021 final, well, technically it was Euro 2020, the final happened yesterday. England, I was rooting for England because I love watching the European Premier League, or the English Premier League is what I'm trying to say. And I am a big supporter of Manchester United, Man U, Man United, whatever you want to call them. I know a lot of people have different preferences, but two out of the three that missed, because if you don't know what happened, I really think that it is dumb the way that they decide soccer matches, football matches, whatever you want to call it, when it goes into extra time, they go to penalty kick. It has been scientifically proven from where the spot that they put the ball to how fast the ball comes off of the penalty taker that's taking the shot, it's impossible for your eye to register, send the information to your brain, and then your brain tell the goalkeeper which way to go to be able to block. It all comes down to luck. Now, Jadon Sancho, he has not played a game for Manchester United yet, but, I mean, he's already been signed, sealed, and pretty much delivered to the Reds. And then Marcus Rashford, maybe one of the greatest humanitarians when it comes to soccer players. I mean, the guy, grew up poor. He really didn't have a lot of stuff to eat growing up. And during the pandemic, where a lot of kids weren't going to school, he raised a lot of money to extend the food vouchers for students. So he's done a lot of great work. Now, they had not even been playing the match. They had not been playing. And the rules about soccer is that, you know, like, the players that are on the pitch at the time, those are the ones that are eligible to take the penalty kick. So he puts in Jadon Sancho and Marcus Rashford. Wasn't even warmed up. They really didn't get to play that much. And I'm not making excuses for him. Rashford didn't even, like, get it into the net. Like, he hit the post. Like, the goalie didn't even stop it. and Rashford missed the kick. Jadon Sancho, his kick got blocked. Then this kid, this young kid from Arsenal, ended up getting his kick blocked. So Italy ends up winning. They're the Euro champions. But the reason that I'm bringing this up is that not a lot of people realize this, but racism, the racial abuse that goes on in England, the United Kingdom, Great Britain, whatever you want to call it, is ridiculous. Like, everybody thinks people in the South in America are racist as hell. And the one common thread out of the three soccer players that ended up missing their kicks, guess what? All black players missed their kicks. And I went on social media, and you would not believe, because you want to know who didn't get any stick? And the only reason I say stick is because, you know, because we're talking about England, but, you know, just the one that wasn't given shit, Harry Kane. Harry Kane didn't even have a goddamn touch inside the penalty box, but nobody wants to give Harry Kane a hard time. Do you want to know what is being sent to Marcus Rashford, Jadon Sancho, and this kid from Arsenal? Monkey emojis. Like, it is despicable. And I don't want to ever, ever hear about Americans being racist, the most racist country in the world. Because I think that is absolutely uncalled for. I think Marcus Rashford has done so much for his country, his professional team, and the country itself by being able to help all this stuff. And Marcus Rashford does not deserve that. Jadon Sancho does not deserve that. And the kid from Arsenal does not deserve that. They do not deserve to be called monkeys just because they missed a couple of penalty kicks. Do you realize that English football fans have thrown bananas out onto the pitch at some of the black players? Something needs to really, really change when it comes to this type of behavior, when it comes to the people of the United Kingdom, because it's only going to get worse, and I think it's completely unfair. Yeah, did they screw the pooch? Yes, absolutely they did. And I don't want anybody to think that I'm, like, you know, going in on Manchester United, because I support Manchester United. My favorite team in the world. Harry Maguire, who's a defensive back, he nailed his penalty kick. Luke Shaw, defensive back for Manchester United, scored the first goal of the game. So what I'm trying to say is that if you are on social media right now and you are or you're throwing out racial emojis, racist ass comments to any of those players, like, seriously, I believe in First Amendment. I believe in freedom of speech, and you're allowed to say whatever you want to. But I'm also able to say that you are an absolute piece of shit if you're doing that. You really, really are, and you might need to think about some of the life choices that you've made that you're willing to be racist because of some professional footballer wasn't able to put the ball in the net, and now you're going to call him a monkey? You know what? Fuck you. Going to take a quick break. Be back in a few seconds. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Wish you could have just flown and had your vehicle arrive a day or two later so you can enjoy more time doing what's important to you? Well, you can. Just give Starfire Transport a call. Let the professionals do the driving while you're flying. Starfire Transport specializes in RV and auto transport. They'll also haul watercraft from boats to PWCs, cargo trailers, and more. Service available throughout the continental United States. So don't wait. Call Brian today at 574-349-4193 or 989-751-6106 for your next move. 10% off for veterans past or present. Also, make sure to tell them Tuttle sent you for an additional discount. That's Starfire Transport. Want to support the show? Go to paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio.
I stopped believing in God when I realized it was just dog backwards.
What?
Well, when you think about it, G-O-D-D-O-G. It's like an anagram, but a backwards one, isn't it?
Right.
And then after that, I just stopped worrying about stuff. You only get one go round, I reckon. When you're dead, you're dead. So you can spend your time thinking about how things haven't gone perfect, or you can just get on with it, have a laugh and that. That's what I do. I'm pretty happy.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys have enjoyed today's show so far. If you'd like to help out to the cause, you can easily do that. You can go to my PayPal account, paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio. That's paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio. And I know that a lot of people right now are going through financial hardship. A lot of people might not be working, all that good stuff. Even if it's a dollar, I write every single person back personally, thanking them for the help. But if you don't want to help out financially, just tell your friends, family, loved ones, help spread the word. I've talked about this. Every time that I've tried to do stuff online, I've usually had a terrestrial style format to be able to like promote what I'm doing. And I don't have that anymore. I'm trying my best. I talked about this at the beginning of the show. I'm trying to get on somewhere when it comes to being on the radio, because I'm wanting this podcast to grow. Like, at the beginning of it is, I had a lot of sponsors. A lot of them dropped off for one reason or another, and I'm not mad at them at all. I really am. I am not mad at them at all. But, you know, like, I thought that I was going to be able to start doing the super chats. I thought that I was going to start getting monetized on YouTube, but, you know, I, for some reason, they're telling me that I got to go back through and I got to clean up some of the copywritten material that is on my YouTube channel. You know, I don't know if they've ever heard of anything called the Fair Use Act, but I guess YouTube, it makes up all the rules, they make up all the laws and stuff. And I got to obey by them. So, like I said, if you'd like to help out, paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio. Speaking of YouTube, if you'd like to subscribe to my YouTube channel, please do that. YouTube.com/Tuttle. Make sure you subscribe and hit that bell button, because when you hit that bell button, you're going to get alerted to any time I go live or upload any new content. Now, here in the state of Florida, I've talked about this. Our greatest resource here in the state of Florida is our water. The whole Gulf of Mexico is like a very, very important resource in our state, especially for like Mississippi, Alabama, New Orleans. I think Mississippi might be on the edge of the Gulf Coast, and Texas. Remember, about 10 years ago, we had the BP oil spill thing. Well, it wasn't even a spill. One of their pipes was leaking oil at like hundreds of thousands of barrels a day into the Gulf of Mexico. And it harmed a lot of the businesses around here. A lot of the fishermen, the shrimper and stuff. And if you just saw the story last week, hell, the Gulf of Mexico was on fire. It was on fire. Water was on fire in the Gulf of Mexico. So water is very, very important to us. We're having a lot of dead fish washing up on shore because of the red tide when it comes to the big sugar companies, because of the sugar cane. Down in South Florida, they have blocked off the reservoir the because Lake Okeechobee, not the best lake in the world anymore because it is completely contaminated. It's not allowed to be able to get to the Everglades anymore. It's been all blocked off so they can grow their sugar cane, big sugar. The lobbyists are putting all the money in their pockets and stuff. But over in Texas, they did this big test, and pretty much every single one of the popular beaches that is in the Houston area on the Gulf Coast is contaminated with fecal matter.
There are signs on the beach about lifeguards and rip currents, but there is no warning here about poop in the water. It's poop.
Look, I swear more than anybody, but I just find it funny. I really find it funny. And I know that it's childish, but a lot of these very stiff reporters that are supposed to be professional, just to hear them say the word poop, I know it's childish as fuck to laugh whenever I hear reporters or anchors have to say the word poop. It's just funny. I'm sorry. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just being childish or immature, but it's funny to hear anchors say the word poop.
Damn, that's disgusting. I feel like that's nasty. I feel like I should get right. Everybody should get right. I don't know why they have me out here swimming in this dirty water.
Once again, I don't care where in the country you are listening to your local news. The local news is always going to go for the people that are dumb as fuck, ghetto as fuck. Like, I'm just being honest. Like, this guy had nothing to offer to the story. Like, what information did this guy add to the story? No. You want to know why they talked to him? Because he was ghetto. He was like, I don't know why these people got me out here swimming in this water. And this wasn't even a black guy. This was a very Latino type person.
A new report says Sylvan Beach had fecal contamination 60% of the time testing was done last year. In fact, Texas Beach Watch says it is contaminated right now.
Really? I mean, I don't think so. I mean, I feel like if it would be true, they would pretty much close it. Don't you think?
Once again, what the fuck did this woman add to the story? Absolutely nothing. They took advantage of it. I don't want any of the local news media, and I'm not calling out anybody here locally in Orlando because I love all the anchors here in the Central Florida area, even from all the way over to Tampa. But they're all guilty of doing it. You know, they look down. A lot of these TV news people like to look down on radio people because we're dirty. We try to be controversial. No, you guys do the same exact thing that we're doing. It's just that people don't even realize it. You find the dumbest ass people. And guess what? Those people, if I'm just being honest, if they don't really, really get sick, it's only going to help their immune system. If I'm being honest, if we swam in more fecal matter, I'm not talking about swimming in just straight shit, but I'm talking about just kind of like swimming in a little bit of fecal matter. You know what that does to you? It makes your immune system even stronger. It really, really does. And I know that a lot of people are going to be like, no, Toto, you're being an idiot. You're just trying to be a shock jock. No, guess what that does? It strengthens your immune system because you're exposed to fecal matter.
The Safe for Swimming Guide, published once a year, organizes and explains beach pollution data. John Rumpler helped write the report.
Unfortunately, we still have...
Anybody else find it kind of ironic that the guy that wrote the report on these poop beaches, his last name is Rumpler? Like, rump? Where does fecal matter come from? Where does poop, I said poop, come from? It comes from your rump.
Billions of gallons of sewage overflows and runoff pollution running into our waterways.
Texas beaches fared worse generally than most states, especially Sylvan Beach and several in Brazoria County. Galveston County beaches had the best test results.
In many cases, people don't know. You know, they go, they have a great day at the beach, everybody's feeling great and having fun.
So what do you get? You get an earache. I mean, it's not like, you know what we have here in Florida? I would take swimming in shit water all day long over swimming in a lake that is not spring-fed and possibly getting a brain-eating amoeba into my ear and it eating my brain from the inside out. Give me poop water all day long. You know, they say that it just makes you really, really sick. You're throwing up. You're pooping. You want to know what makes you lose the best weight? A stomach bug. A stomach bug will make you puke your guts up. Have you ever puked in a garbage can while shitting your brains out? I have. Guess what? Almost lost 10 pounds in 2 days. I was like, hell yeah, might need to do this just a little bit more often.
And then a few days later, somebody has nausea or diarrhea or a skin rash. They won't necessarily associate that with their wonderful day at the beach.
So in the report, Sylvan Beach, 60% of the time had, quote, potentially unsafe water. Surfside Beach in Brazoria County had it 72% of the time. So we have a link to this full report on our website and also a link to TexasBeachWatch.com, which looks at all current data, the most recent testing for your favorite beach. Live here at Sylvan Beach, I'm Jacob Rascone, KPRC 2 News.
See, I know a lot of you guys do not like the hurricanes. I know, like, you don't like the tropical storms. But, I mean, they do serve a purpose. These hurricanes, when they come in, they practically, it is nature's douche. And it just seems like, because I know that Texas had Hurricane Harvey that flooded the area, like flooded Texas more than it's ever been flooded. But what I'm trying to say is a hurricane is nature's douche. Maybe those beaches need a good douching right now. I think it needs a good hurricane just to kind of like curb up the coastline, take that diarrhea poop water off the beaches and clean things up. So, I mean, you got to look on the bright side of things, everybody. All right, going to get out of here. Hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Hope you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketPairClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Siroc. Show voiceover service is brought to you by JCVoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com. Or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two Ds .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.